USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in his first address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, laid out his vision for America.
We get 100 million COVID-19 vaccine shots into people's arms in 100 days. We will have provided over 220 million COVID shots in those 100 days.
In a GOP reply, Senator Tim Scott said the Biden administration is taking way too long to open the nation back up.
Our public schools should have reopened months ago. Other countries did. Private and religious schools did. Science has shown for months that schools are safe. But too often, powerful grown-ups set science aside, and kids like me were left behind.
Senator Scott, the Republican from South Carolina, claimed President Biden has broken his promise to seek to unify the country and slam Democrats' policymaking. USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
America lost a hero from our space program of yesteryear. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins has died. Collins was part of the three-man crew who traveled to the moon in 1969, piloting the command module Columbia in the moon's orbit, while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the surface. An Air Force pilot, Collins joined NASA in 1963 and first went into space on the Gemini 10 mission in 1966. Apollo 11 was his last spaceflight. He later worked with the Smithsonian Institution and went on to become the director of the National Air and Space Museum. Michael Collins was 90.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. The infamous words were from the Apollo 11 mission. Two women flanked the President of the United States for the first time as Biden addressed a joint session of Congress on Wednesday evening. Biden said of the historic first, "Thank you, Madam Speaker and Madam Vice President." USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
More takeaways from President Biden's speech Wednesday night in Washington. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Joe Biden made the first major address of his presidency Wednesday night before a joint session of Congress. In the speech, he laid out his legislative agenda, calling for action on infrastructure, gun control, and police reform. He also urged Congress to work on those issues in a bipartisan manner.
I wanted to lay out before the Congress my plan before we got into the deep discussions. I'd like to meet with those who have ideas that are different, they think are better. I welcome those ideas.
During the Republican response to the speech, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott said the president's policies had done more to pull the nation further apart.
He promised to unite a nation, to lower the temperature, to govern for all Americans, no matter how we voted. This was the pitch. You just heard it again. But our nation is starving for more than empty platitudes. We need policies and progress that brings us closer together. But 3 months in, the actions of the president and his party are pulling us further and further apart.
Biden's speech was in front of a nearly empty chamber as lawmakers continue to struggle with COVID-19. Federal prosecutors executed a search warrant Wednesday at the apartment of Rudy Giuliani, advancing an investigation into former President Trump's personal lawyer and his dealings with Ukraine. Authorities seized Giuliani's electronic devices during an early morning searches at both his home and law office. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.